Good afternoon, and I want to welcome you to the March 15th regular meeting of the Chatham County Metropolitan Planning Commission, and the meeting will now come to order. Will you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance?
We thank you, O Lord, for the good weather that we're having in this part of the world, with the exception of where it's flooding in other areas. Look on us with your mercy. Give us the strength, desire to make good and honest decisions today. Look on our service men and women serving all over the world for our safety. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. There are agendas on the table outside near the door to the hearing room. Today's agenda is broken down into several parts. We first have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. And then we have next on the consent agenda, which we have one item on the consent agenda, which is the February 23rd, 2016 MPC meetings and briefings. And then these are items in which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. So these items were reviewed during the pre-meeting, which again it was the February 23rd minutes to the last meeting. Then we moved to old business, regular business, and other business, and then adjournment. There's a sign-in sheet near the door to the hearing room, so please sign in to acknowledge your attendance at today's meeting. For those of you who would like to speak, we ask that you sign a blue speaker card and give it to a staff member at the table so that we can call your name at the appropriate time. To outline the order in which the meeting is conducted, each petition has reports presented by staff to the board, providing information on the petition. After the staff presentation, board members may ask questions of staff regarding the presentation for clarification. The petitioner is then offered to make presentation regarding his petition to the commission. And then a time frame of 10 to 30 minutes will be allotted for the petitioner's presentation. The board may then ask questions of the petition for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you go ahead and fill out one of these speaker cards if you want to speak. And when we get to the item, if you choose not to, you can decline at that time. But if you're not certain, just fill out the card just so that we'll have your time allotted into that space that we allot for speaking. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for a rebuttal, and then additional needed questions may be asked by the board, and then finally we'll take action. And first on the agenda today is the approval of the agenda. So the only item that we had listed on the consent agenda was the item for the February 23rd meeting. And then we also have under regular business, the rezoning. And then we will also have, there is a petitioner who is interested in speaking at that, and under the other section at that time. Do we want to, when we get to that particular area, I'll be looking for a motion from a commission to allow that petitioner to speak.
And then we need to do that for the approval of the agenda, right? Yeah. Okay, all right.
And we need to get the approval for the agenda now, so we can do that at this time.
Okay.
There is a petitioner that's wanting to be added to the agenda.
Madam Chairman, I would move that we do not adjust the agenda as has been published in because we have not had staff information with regard to what we understand the presentation might be, and you need to have more information before we can comment and proceed with any kind of questioning or voting on them.
And I'll second that.
So it's been moved and seconded that we do not allow the petition the opportunity to speak
today.
You can do it. Do we need to do it on there?
Well, that's the same as approving the agenda as submitted.
Well, this motion first, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Or I think you need to have a voice vote on that motion.
Yeah,
move and second
it
to not amend the agenda, I guess. Or you can vote on the agenda as it stands. Melanie? Did they need to vote on the motion on the floor?
Yes. Come on, Mr. Blackburn.
We did. Just make her vote on the agenda.
We need to vote on the motion on the floor.
Okay.
You might want to let the petitioner tell us why he wanted to.
That's right.
Do we do that at this time?
We should do it at this time and then tell us why he wanted to be added. There's already a motion not to add him, but that so might have to get voted down this point. So do it quickly.
I'll do it very quickly because I know we have a motion on the floor. My name is John Northup, and I represent GW Investments LLC. The reason that we had moved or requested that we be put on this afternoon's petition was because we submitted a site plan by the February 17th deadline, which was the published deadline by which you had to have something submitted in order to be able to present at this meeting. We have had multiple discussions with MDC staff since that time, and we do anticipate further potential further changes to our site plan, but that does not change the fact that we got our site plan in by the deadline, and we're told point blank that we would not be put on the agenda, notwithstanding the fact that we made the deadline. Now, that's my understanding is the rules are if you get it in by the deadline, you're allowed to present. That's all I'm asking.
If it's a sufficient agenda application and that there's variances and they weren't noticed, and therefore that is why we're trying to get a sufficient application to review. And
I might add too that we're not asking for a vote on our petition at this point. We're asking for a vote of the substance.
Because you are, as I understand your email, that you're already on the April 5th agenda. Is that correct?
We will be. We're speaking with staff about submitting something for the April 5th agenda. So we plan to get the April 5th meeting, but we'd like to be in front of the commission today as a preliminary matter because our time frame is short. We don't want to be continued on April 5th or else the project goes away.
Can that not be worked out with staff?
We tried, but we were told flatly that we would not be put on the agenda for today.
For today, but I'm saying you're already in conversation and working with staff.
Well, we're working with staff, but staff has told us that there might be another round of review. We've had so many rounds of review, we're kind of at the point where we need to move on this project or it goes away, which is the reason why we're hoping to appear today so that then on the 5th we would have... Really,
well, your appearance today was you're not on the agenda, so we were trying to give you an opportunity to speak about what you had to say just so that we can understand why you were not put on this.
Correct. That was our request.
But we understand that you are supposedly to be on the April 5th agenda when you will make a full presentation. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So a full presentation is not necessary now.
Not today, no.
Madam Chairman, I call the question.
Hand vote for this one, or
yes, it's there.
Oh, it's there. I guess it's on the machine to vote if you want for the motion.
Well, I think if I understood correctly, the reason he wasn't on this agenda is that there are variance requests and that they need to be noticed.
That's one of the reasons, right? Stonewall on this one.
Okay. we have an opportunity to vote on the motion.
Is it ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
So we can vote.
Yeah or nay.
I didn't open it up yet.
Did you vote already?
You might explain to people what I means and what a vote may mean.
Well, I means yes, he will speak. No means no, he will not speak.
No, yes, yes means
the reverse.
It's the reverse. Yes means okay. That the it will not amend the agenda.
Well, then I voted incorrectly.
Because I had no idea to add.
Okay, so what the question was, what we were,
is if we added or not.
Maybe the motion should be restated.
The motion needs to be restated.
Okay.
Already voted.
We're going to kill that. You're going to kill that, right, Bree?
Yeah.
Okay, she's preparing the motion. She's preparing the motion for us to take a vote.
Yes.
Just Mr. Overton, your motion was?
My motion is not to hear the proposed presentation from the to-be applicant.
So the yes vote would be not to hear it.
So the yes vote is not to hear it.
Right.
Not to add it to the agenda.
Right.
Today.
Is that what you got, Bree?
She's getting it tight.
So are we voting again?
Yes, Mr. Manigo.
Heaven help us.
You prayed already.
I have some less.
Thank you.
Okay, it tells me I've already voted.
Okay, now it's correct. It's ready to vote.
Right,
That's correct.
Okay, now see, there's both. Got everybody.
We don't recognize all the floor, ma'am. Do you have a question?
Everybody, who hasn't voted?
Cook.
Cook, Mr. Cook. Did you vote?
All he says he voted.
Still worried on that. So Smith, Cook.
Have a vote to approve the agenda.
I was not to hear the motion.
That's right. I do not want to
say it. That's all right.
What do you mean? You don't want to say it?
We've approved the agenda now. Can we approve the agenda?
Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as you have currently read it.
I'll second that.
Okay, we can approve the agenda.
Click, click, submit.
Motion passes. Now we have notices and proclamations. Notices for the March 29th meeting. We have a planning meeting on March 29th. Yeah, we're going to have a planning meeting. Mr. Thompson.
Yes, and I just want to give you a preview, maybe it'll encourage you to come. It'll be on the Elba Island gasification project. Mm-hmm. So we'll have speakers from Kinder Morgan. Right.
And also, I want to bring the commission up to speed on the search, on the personnel search.
We can do that, yeah.
So we'll be doing all of that at the planning meeting. And I will forward information to all of the members, all the commissions, on what we've done up to this point and what has to be done. Thank you.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I would like for us to have a presentation of the parking study. I have looked through what the executive director sent me and read in the newspaper. I wonder what part of the moon these people are from.
You think we could find that out in the planning meeting?
We might. I mean, it's...
So the planning meeting, as you know, is 2 hours. It's from 1 to 3.
If that's your approach, I don't think we want to make a presentation to you. If you focus on one part of it, that's not the whole thing, but...
We
will have a presentation as requested.
You're going to add that to
sure.
March 29th?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll be doing the Kinder Morgan, the planning, the parking, and also the personnel search.
Just keep in mind it's only 2 hours.
I want y'all to keep that in mind.
Pardon me? He won't be here.
When does he want it on?
2 hours.
I'll be here for March 29th.
Oh, that's planning agenda.
Yeah.
Madam Chairman, I understand we have a meeting on the 24th of personnel.
Yeah, that's the search committee.
On the 24th at 11 o'clock.
Right, that's correct. And you all will be noticed on all of that. Now moving to the information items for board members, I'll do the reading of the development plans. So for development review case log for March 15th, we have the Chatham County Detention Center expansion at 1050 Carl Griffin, site plan under review. White Ward, Lot 82 at 1311 Lincoln Street, subdivision under review. Verizon Neutral Host, ODAS, Forsyth Park, South End, the wireless facility under review. And also ODAS 621 Drayton Street, a wire facility under review. And at 2 East Bay Street, 201 West Bay Street, 426 East Bay Street, and 199 East Bay Street, wireless facility under review. We have a Circle K convenience store on the northeast corner of Highway 17 and Chatham Parkway, site plan under review. And Kelly Ward, lots 19, 20, 21, and 22 on 801 Harmon Street, subdivision under review. Gil Ward Minor subdivision at 4611 Atlantic Avenue is a subdivision under review. And the T-Mobile 803-131-8, S is in Sam, V is in Victor, 0938, C is in Charles. At the 600 Landings Way, it's a wire facility under review. And AT&T 410-292 clock at 54 Johnny Mercer Boulevard, it's a wireless facility under review. And we'll move on now to items that have been removed from the agenda, which was the Caleb Browns bill, and I understand that has been removed.
Withdrawn.
The demolition, Caleb, it's been withdrawn, not removed, it's been withdrawn. Now for the, moving to regular business. Regular business, we have the rezoning of 3819 Ogeechee Road.
Madam Chairman, did you vote on the consent agenda? Did I miss that?
Yeah, we missed it. We voted on it right after we got through with the...
Okay, sorry. You voted on the consent agenda?
I missed it too.
I don't think so. You voted on the agenda, but not the consent agenda.
Oh, okay.
So Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
And it's been asked to be withdrawn, so.
That's the removal one.
It says withdrawn. Tom says it's withdrawn. Okay, so we need to vote on it being withdrawn.
I guess so, yeah.
And do we have a motion, please?
I so move that it be withdrawn.
Thank you. We can vote on the item being withdrawn. And you can vote now.
Okay. No.
Oh, she's coming.
He's letting go.
He's logged out.
What is so freaking hard about this?
A lot when you're not paying attention.
Click, click, submit.
I said it could be a lot when you're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
You sure?
No.
It's better than magic.
So we're moving down to the regular business. I'm sorry, okay, motion passes. We're moving now to regular business, which is the rezoning of 3819.
Now you have the consent agenda.
Do the consent agenda, Tanya. Approval of the consent agenda.
I said the motion passed.
Withdraw that item. Now we need to do the consent agenda.
There was a motion, but I don't know if it restated or not, but.
So now we can vote on the consent agenda. We approve, we voted on the item that that was withdrawn.
Right.
So now we will vote on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the consent agenda, and we may now vote.
Well, it's not up there yet. I don't see it. There it is. Now it's ready.
Motion passes. Mr. Lotson, we will move now to the 3819 Ogeechee Road.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The item under regular business, which is 3819 Ogeechee Road, is a request to rezone 1.62 acres from the current PM and BC zoning classification, which is planned manufacturing and community business, to the B zoning classification. The subject property is located, as you can see on the vicinity map, on the south side of Ogeechee Road between Interstate 516 and Gamble Road. The property is vacant and appears to have been vacant for many, many years. The zoning classifications that exist on it today are those that were established when zoning was established in the county. The petitioner has requested the B zoning classification. You can see in the aerial map here is the vacant lot. The petitioner also owns the mini storage warehouse that you see that's south and west of the property. They're requesting a zoning change in order to facilitate the expansion of this business into the subject property. Under the current zoning, the petitioner would not be allowed to establish that expansion. You can see on the zoning map, the property is split between plant manufacturing and BC. We did consider the alternative that was mentioned in our pre-meeting of rezoning the entire property to the M classification. However, that is a zoning district that is somewhat intense in terms of the allowed uses, and we didn't believe it was prudent to expand that district in this particular area. As is required by the county ordinance, we did notify all the property owners within 200 feet of the property, and the property was properly signed and posted with the zoning information. We have not had any requests or questions regarding this from adjacent property owners. In reviewing the zoning request, staff does find that the B zoning designation, which is consistent with the future land use map, is an appropriate zoning classification at this location. And based on those findings, staff is recommending approval of the rezoning.
Any questions for Mr. Lotson? Is there anyone here to speak on this item? So I'll entertain a motion.
No, there
you go. Move for approval.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we accept staff's recommendation. And you may now vote.
I have to congratulate Mr. Coleman, he had less sense than those.
Just shut up.
That's the hardest lesson a young lawyer has to learn. When you shut up.
Make sure your client is properly credited for your lack of time.
Julie, I got it.
Ernie Friedman used to be a big publicizer of that fact.
Yeah, I think it applies to executive director.
When you got it, one, get up from the table and leave. Don't open your mouth.
Thank y'all.
So, are all minds clear?
Madam Chairman, I move we adjourn this meeting.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. That
is a good idea.
I will see you all on the 29th. The search committee will be here on the 24th at 11 o'clock, and the planning meeting is the 29th. And any of the commissioners are welcome to come into the meeting with the search committee.
Who's on it?
Who's on it?
Search committee.
You want me to tell you?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go because you
I don't know.
Okay, you haven't been here. Let me give you the rundown on that. The list is the planning commission. I'm sorry. The committee members for the search committee is myself, Mr. Overton, Joe Welch, George Woods, Tim Mackey, and Cedric Coleman. I've asked Ellis to serve as an alternate. Adam and Mr. Blackburn are kind of on the fence, I think, they're up for
reappointment.
I don't know if Adam is because he's no longer in the city and he was a city appointment. Mr. Blackburn, I think, has reapplied for reappointment. I had spoken with Ms. Linda Southers, who has declined to participate heavily because she is planning a wedding and she's taking care of her mother. So those are the members. And we have met, we've had one meeting, and that meeting was to establish who we all are and what we're all about, what we're doing, the process. Myself and Mel will be meeting today to get the ad placed for the search committee. Mr. McMillan was asked to serve as a bit of consulting. Mr. Woods has put together some information that we will incorporate into our search. So again, all members are welcome to meet. We'll be here on the 24th at 11 o'clock. So if you want to come in and see, you know, and have any input or observe or whatever, please come and do so. We want to make this a swift transition, a smooth transition. Tom doesn't want to be here in 2017. He doesn't want to be here in October.
Kick him out the door quick, right?
I don't know that we need to belabor that point.
No.
I just want an end game in sight. That's
right.
And just a quick note, Madam Chair, you may want to say that basically your committee is a personnel committee plus Mr. Mackey, because everybody else that
and
you make is...
Yeah, and Mr. Is, Coleman. Who's past president.
Well, I think that's part of the personnel committee, but anyway. Yeah.
It is, and that's what the bylaws suggest. So I'm going by the bylaws. Wasn't rocket science. And also, I want to commend Tom. I was out with my home builders and acknowledged that he was leaving, and they all are going to miss him.
Oh, yeah.
They thought that he had done an awesome job, and I too. So, as I go through my travels, I will make those statements. All right. Now the meeting is adjourned.